The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
This is the Sunday Sip. I'm John Merkier, and I'm joined by my friend Alex Eichhorn, a partner at Tayback Law. Get Tayback for the payback. Alex, thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, and thank you so much for having me, John.
I love what you guys do because you make a difference in our community. 50-plus years helping clients get what they deserve in many different areas. You work with veterans. You work with Social Security. I want to ask today a lot of questions about workers' comp because this potentially affects every single person, literally, that has a job. When people ask you the broad question, workers' comp and workers' comp claims, what sort of things does that encompass?
Yeah, so it's far more broad than I think most people understand. It not only encompasses the day-to-day work while you're at work, but it also encompasses if you're working from home, if you're injured, you have a workers' compensation claim. Or if you're on a work trip to New York City and you're out for dinner after work and you sustain a fall. A lot of people may think that's too attenuated from their work activity. However, a traveling worker is really, really broadly covered by workers' compensation. So generally, I would say if there's a question as to whether it's covered by workers' compensation, it very likely is, and we're just one phone call away.
That is such a great point because I think people think of carpal tunnel and repetitive injuries. And that certainly is one of the areas that you can help people, but it's much broader than that. Let's go into that repetitive injury, that occupational claim. How does that play out? What does that look like?
Yeah, so occupational claims are certainly an area we specialize in. We see them oftentimes with men and back injuries, or certainly women in back injuries, whether it's nursing or whatever it may be. If indeed you're doing lifting or bending, standing, sitting for some long period of time, and you're at that job for years or sometimes even shorter, and you're noting that your back is made worse than it otherwise would be, and this is not just your back, but shoulders or knees or really any body area, the standard is, was there a material contribution from your work activity that caused the degenerative nature of the condition? And intuitively, if someone works at a job where they're doing heavy lifting for years, this has a degenerative negative effect on their back. And as such, they may have a compensable claim for this back injury.
So let's say I work for a freight company and I'm moving stuff all day long and my back doesn't feel good and it's felt worse and worse over the years and I get in touch with you. Can Tayback help with the medical evaluation, with the different assessments? Can you give me direction? How do you help if I call you?
Yeah, so we're definitely giving you direction that medical treatment is extremely important. So if you're not actively treating with the doctor at the time, we can help aid you in identifying a doctor who may be able to help you. And certainly what most frequently happens is someone calls us, they have met with their doctor already, and their doctor says to them, hey, you know, your back looks like that of a 70-year-old guy and you're only 50. What do you do for a living? And they go into it and, you know, like your example, they've been moving people. They've worked for a moving company for 20 years. And the doctor generally does say, hey, you should speak with an attorney. Your back was certainly made worse by your work activity. But by that point, you may be too far in, or it may increase the likelihood that your claim is going to be denied because there's such a long period of time from the date of injury or the exposure and you now correlating it. We are far better off getting ahead of the game. Like if you know your back is bad and you know that every time you go into work, it's getting worse and worse, it's worthwhile reaching out to my office. We're one call away. You're going to talk to us. The call is absolutely risk-free. And the only time my office ever gets paid is if you file the claim, we guide you along the way. And work comp then says to the individual, no, we're not paying for it. We don't believe it to be necessary. We don't believe this is work-related. That's when my office steps in and works to get the individual the benefits that they're entitled to. And even then, my office only gets 20%. It's not like a personal injury claim where we're taking a third.
Great point.
So it's a lesser fee, and we don't get paid on medical bills. So really, the goal is to help you out, help ensure that you got the medical treatment that's necessary, and at the end of the day, hopefully get you back to work so that not only do you get the settlement from your work comp claim, but also you're back to work in the capacity that you were before this all went downhill?
They do important work and they do it the right way. TabakAttorneys.com is the website. TabakAttorneys.com. Alex Eichhorn is with us. He's an attorney and a partner at Tabak. I think, Alex, it's important to make sure we let people know if they feel loyal to their company, this isn't about filing a claim against the employer, right?
And that's exactly right. Yeah. And I think it goes both ways. You know, I oftentimes see people feel bad about filing a workers' compensation claim as though it is somehow hurting the employer. It's just like an auto accident. You don't intend for something to happen, but you insure, you have insurance in case something does happen. So a good employer will entirely understand if indeed you need to make this claim. And generally speaking, a good employer will help you along the way, support you with what you need, provide accommodated work if that's what's necessary so that you can continue the work during the time that you're healing. So it's not against the employer directly. It's against their workers' compensation company. And again, this is the very reason you have insurance.
If you've been hurt at work or you've been hurt in any activity related to work, including travel or anything ancillary, you have a question, get in touch with TabakAttorneys.com. When should someone consider, Alex, hiring an attorney?
I think anytime there's a question of whether or not you have a compensable work injury, whether it's an occupational work injury or something fell on you at work, give us a call. Again, the call is absolutely risk-free. You're going to get good information from this call, and we're going to put you on our system so that we can follow up with you in the weeks and months ahead that are most critical to ensure that you get the benefits that you're entitled to.
They have a team of attorneys. They are the best in the business. I trust them. They are Tabak Law. Also, they specialize in Social Security benefits, veterans' disability benefits. They have experts in that area, a team of people that will sort it out for you. It's absolutely free unless they're successful. Get in touch with Tabak Law. TabakAttorneys.com is the website. That's the easiest way. TabakAttorneys.com. Alex Eichhorn, a partner at Tabak Law. Great information, Alex. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, John.